Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
I remember the first time I ever saw him. I knew. He's the one I want to marry.
I think he dropped us at the ball.
I hate secrets more than anything. You're dismissed, Jenny. For good.
Something about a mom and a neighbor?
Yeah, it's complicated.
Mom's having an affair. It's easy for me to say it.
Mom, it's time for you to come home.
I was with my friend Vanessa. We're very close, and she moved away to Vermont last year, and now she's back.
You said you love me.
Hey, Dan. Hungry?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Nathaniel, I'm shocked. I thought you were strictly an herbal man.
The drugs were Dad's. I mean, I guess he thought it'd be easier on everyone if I took the hit.
I have to say, every time I look at Anne's finger and see Blair's future engagement ring, I can hardly contain my joy.
Seems your father is facing some other charges.
For what?
Embezzlement and fraud.
You should deal with your father. He needs you.
I don't.
Where's Nate?
I think we just broke up.
What?
I don't want to talk about it. I just want to escape. That's what this place is for, right?
Where is she, Pansy? And who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. No XO. Gossip Girl.
According to the Catholic Church, mortal sin can only be absolved through the sacred act of confession. But it looks like a certain wasp princess has recently found herself desperately in need of a little unburdening. And who is the man upstairs to discriminate?
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been a while since my last confession.
What troubles you, my child?
Let's get together and get it on. Let's get those clothes on.
After being broken up with my boyfriend for exactly 20 minutes, I succumbed to inebriation, performed at a speakeasy, and surrendered my virtue to a self-absorbed ass. The only good news is that he's a total pig who'll act like it never happened, thank God. Sorry. Truthfully, I'm not even Catholic.
You don't say.
But losing my virginity to Chuck Bass? None of my friends will ever understand. I'm ready for my punishment. Whatever you and God think is fair. Vlogging, fasting, putting that thing with the teeth around my thigh like Silas.
How about some food for thought instead? Don't drink. Keep your clothes on. Try avoiding those who might cause you to stray.
Oh, I plan to. Thank you, Father. It was very good advice. You don't grant birthday wishes, do you?
I'm a priest, not a genie.
Well, the next time you talk to him, would you ask him to send my boyfriend back to me?
No need to say anything.
God, I hate people in love. Wow. Awkward.
Vanessa.
Serena. Dan.
No. Vanessa's here.
Huh. Lovebirds ready to order? I'll take them. Hi.
Hi. So, you work here now.
I did mention that, but you've been distracted. Vanessa, hi. Nice to see you.
I'm just telling her to sing less of me.
Sorry about that, walking in when you were, you know.
Yeah.
So, you guys are up early? What did you do last night? Oh, my God, I totally didn't mean to pry.
You're not prying.
Why would you think you're prying?
No reason.
No reason.
Did you tell her?
What? No. What's to tell?
I know nothing. But if you guys did the thing I know nothing about, then I would totally support that.
Thanks, Vanessa. Good to know. In the event, that should happen.
Oh, meaning it didn't happen?
Meaning I don't even know what we're talking about right now.
I know I'm lost.
And I should get lost. First day, I have a lot of tables.
Clearly. So Vanessa works here now.
Yeah, we should make this our regular spot.
That's not me. This is the last place I'd expect to find you.
Go away, Chuck. I've been given orders practically from God himself to avoid you.
Could you consider avoiding me over breakfast?
Sorry, but as is tradition, on the day before my birthday, I'm heading to the jeweler's to put some pieces on hold for Eleanor and...
Nate? Oh, I don't think we'll be singing happy birthday this year.
No one knows that Nate and I broke up, and it's going to stay that way so I can fix this. And I don't think your best friend would still be your best friend if he knew.
If he knew how much I enjoyed the removal of a certain chastity belt in the back of this very limo.
From this moment forward, the events of last night will never be mentioned again. Is that clear?
Not as clear as the memory of you purring in my ear, which I have been replaying over and over.
Well, erase the tape. Because as far as I'm concerned, it never happened.
I'll see you at your party tonight.
You're officially uninvited.
Never stopped me before.
Speak of the devil and he doth appear, wearing his trademark scarf. Careful be, hell hath no fury like a Chuck Bass scorned.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, honey. How's Hudson? Your mother must have been kind of surprised to see you.
Yeah, she was. Hi, Rufus.
Wilson, what are you doing here?
Well, I asked you to come. You know, I thought you guys could talk. Or not. Okay, Dad, I know it wasn't my place to ask Mom to come back.
Jenny.
But it's your life, I get that. But it's my life, too, and it stands. And I just felt that nothing's ever going to change if someone doesn't do something.
Jenny! Stop. Breathe. I'm not angry.
You're not?
Not you.
Well, you can't get unangry at Mom if she's in Hudson and you're here, Dad. I mean, nothing's ever going to change if you're not in the same room. Can't you just give it a chance?
Not on an empty stomach. Come, I'll make us breakfast.
Who wants waffles? I mean, you do still like waffles, right, Rufus?
You know me, Al. I'm a loyal guy. Once I commit to something, I stick with it.
I'll get the syrup. Hey, Mom. I just got back from the jeweler's, and I have to say...
Have you seen this?
Since when does drunk and disorderly get this much attention?
Since never. The captain is being charged with embezzlement and fraud. This is an absolute disaster.
It must be awful for them.
I meant for me. The captain is supposed to represent me. The contracts are about to be signed. What's that? My IPO, huh? What is going to happen to my Bendel's deal?
Why do you look so helpless?
I have to call my attorney. I have to put an end to this deal before it goes any further.
I have to talk to Nate.
I don't know why everybody's making such a big deal out of this. It's just a misunderstanding. It'll be cleared up in time.
Yes, it will. At your trial. This is real, Howard. The only reason you're not behind bars right now is because your wife could afford your bail.
And I would have paid 10 times that amount. You're not going to jail.
And we're going to do everything we can to make sure that doesn't happen. But in the meantime, this is not something to be cavalier
about. It's clearly a setup. Someone's got an agenda.
Dad, would you just shut up and listen to him?
Nate.
Look, sir, what exactly do we need to do here?
Remain calm and give them nothing but a united front as we fight this.
Well, what about some sort of plea?
A plea? You think I'm guilty?
Dad, it's just a question. How would that work, exactly?
It wouldn't.
Nate, I'm sure you're very tired, and this is a conversation for adults. Why don't you go get some rest, sweetheart?
Hey, Dad. Jenny? And Mom?
Hi, honey.
Well, look at this. The whole family's together. Eating waffles.
Want one?
You bet. Just one question. Am I the only one who thinks this is extremely weird? I mean, given everything.
Dan, just forget about it. If Dad can let it go, so can you.
What do you mean, let it go?
You know, the guy... And Hudson.
You told her?
No, of course I didn't tell her. Rufus.
I would never.
I overheard Dan and Dad talking.
He heard us arguing on the phone.
Yeah, if you want to keep secrets, maybe we should all abandon the loft and move to a place with more walls.
It's always good to give him one.
Yeah, no, I knew that. I can't believe he told her you guys were going to do it.
Well, I told you.
That's different. I'm a girl.
Yeah, well, so is she.
Exactly my point. But even if she wasn't, when you get a boyfriend, you become the best friend, and the best friend becomes the second best friend. That's just how it has to be if it's ever going to work.
Hey, you still haven't told me how Nate's doing. It's all over the news.
When I talked to him this morning, I told him to focus on his family today.
But he's still coming to your party, right? Yeah.
I told him not to worry about it. I mean, only if he's up to it.
You're such a good girlfriend, B. Really. Hey, I'll just pick you up and we can go together. But I really hope Nate can make it.
Nathaniel, I've been calling you for 20 minutes.
I'm sorry. What is it?
Blair's birthday party is tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe you should give her something special.
I'm sure she's already picked out something at the jewelry store and put it on hold.
Something more special than that.
Mom, that's a family heirloom. I'm not giving it to Blair. It's an engagement ring.
I'm not asking you to propose, but it's important that Blair knows how much you value her loyalty.
Her loyalty or her mother's?
Eleanor's lawyers may have called. What difference does it make? One day we'll all be family, and they won't have a choice in these matters.
Blair and I broke up last night.
Well, then get back together.
I don't think so.
May I remind you, it was your own rash actions that got us into this predicament.
We're in this predicament because Dad has a drug problem. I was trying to help him.
Then help him. Your father's acting the way that he is because he's scared. He needs you so much right now. More than he ever has. We all do.
Whoever thought monarchy was dead didn't realize it just changed zip codes. So what'll it be, Nate? Blair Waldorf's hand or your father's head?
Hi, are you okay? I've been texting you all day.
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. I it's been a little busy.
I just wanted to check on you, see if you need anything.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Oh?
Blair, do you think we've been a little hasty with the whole breakup?
I don't know, Nate. It was a pretty difficult decision.
Yeah, look, I totally understand. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up.
But we do have a lot of history together. It was in the heat of the moment. But you'd have to be willing to really work for it.
Yeah, of course. Listen, we'll just take it slow and see how it goes. And, I've got a birthday present for you. It's something special.
I can't wait to open it at my party. I'll see you there. Hi, this is Blair Waldorf. I was wondering if any of the pieces that I put on hold were picked up today? The diamond necklace, really? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey. Can we talk?
Well, it depends. Are you back for good?
I don't know. Your father and I haven't really had a chance to talk, though.
Well, do you want to come back? Or do you want to live in Hudson with the neighbor guy?
Okay, look, Dan, I understand that you're mad, all right? And I'm not going to defend what I did.
No, you don't get it, do you? You think I'm only mad about the cheating?
Okay, what else?
Maybe that you promised you would be home by the end of summer, and then you weren't. Maybe the fact that you left at all.
I asked if you were okay with me going away, and I'd hoped that if there was a problem, you would say something.
Like what? Your daughter is a freshman at a school populated by mean girls and date rapists? I think she needs her mom. Or maybe my father is madly in love with you and will probably never get over this. Why should I have to tell you this? Where are you going?
Out.
I'll call later.
Well, that went well.
You know, I was thinking of going out also. There's something I kind of need to do.
Oh, yeah? You need some
help?
Can I help
you? No, I'm good. Thanks.
Come on, man. I can hear you breathing on the other side of the door. Is she anybody you can get rid of? I really need to talk to you, man. Please.
Nathaniel! Where's the girl?
In my dreams, I was trying to get some shut eye. What's on your mind?
It's my mom.
Sounds Freudian.
She wants me to give Blair her ring.
What? You guys broke up.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, wait, how do you know?
Predictably, your ex ran the old grill the best friend play. Tried to find out where your head was at. So, where is your head?
Spinning. I mean, my mom wants me to get back with Blair so Eleanor doesn't pull out of their business deal. It's all because of my dad's whole trial thing, you know?
Yeah, I'm sorry about all that. But look, if you're done with Blair, be done. Don't cave to your parents' wishes if they're not your desires.
Excuse me? Where's my boy? Seal the deal, tap that ass? Money marries bigger money?
Look, I care about three things, Nathaniel. Money, the pleasures money brings me, and you. I'm just trying to have you back here. Your parents have been controlling you your whole life. If it doesn't end now, when will it ever?
Dan.
Oh, he said he's coming, but I haven't talked to him since this morning.
Well, you better check in on him. Make sure the best friend has it whisked him away to do some friendly activity.
Oh, shut up. Oh, there's Chuck. I bet he knows where Nate is.
I think Nate probably just snuck in while we were dancing.
Chuck!
Well, thanks for listening to me complain about my family all afternoon.
Look, I know it's hard right now, but your family's one of the good ones, and your parents really love each other. We'll figure it out. And in the meantime, you've got me.
Actually, I was gonna go meet up with Serena.
Oh, sure. Have fun.
I will. What are we doing?
I thought you said we weren't doing anything.
I like Serena, and I like you, and she likes me, and you like me. So how can you not like each other? It's mathematically impossible.
Who said I didn't like her? I just don't know her.
Yeah, you're making a real effort to change that. I mean, why spend 5 minutes trying to be nice to Serena when I can spend day after day forced to choose between the two of you?
Okay, fine. You want to see me get my nice on? Let's do it. Tonight. Just you, me, and Serena.
Tonight is Blair Waldorf's birthday party. I think we might want to start by dipping a toe rather than diving off of a cliff, head first, into the rocks with the sharks.
Why? We all know how to swim. Come on. You want to do this? Let's do it.
You ready for your present?
Ow! If you wanted to play rough, all you have to do is ask.
Hi. Hello there. Happy birthday to me. Nauseating.
All this talk about how you have to be with Nate or the world will end. Face it. It's over.
You sound like a jealous boyfriend.
Yeah, right. You wish.
No. You wish.
Please, it's getting me talking to.
So do you. Do you like me?
Define like.
You've got to be kidding. I do not believe this.
How do you think I feel? I haven't slept. I feel sick, like there's something in my stomach. Fluttering.
Butterflies? Oh, no. This is not happening.
Believe me, no one is more surprised or ashamed than I am.
Chuck, you know that I adore all of God's creatures and the metaphors they inspire, but butterflies got to be murdered.
Fine. It wasn't that great anyway.
Thanks.
Jenny.
Oh, hi, Nate.
Hey.
I told Blair and I shouldn't have. I'm sorry.
Oh, about what happened in the ball. It's not your fault.
So, how have things been between you guys?
Strange. But again, not your fault. So you're gonna go inside?
I was planning on it. But now that I'm here, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, me neither.
Blair invited me before our fight, and I was gonna run in and give her this card, which says I'm sorry, like, 30 times. Maybe you could just deliver it for me, though?
Do you wanna go take a walk or something?
With you? What would Blair think?
Well, Blair's up there. Unless, of course, you wanna go. It's up to you.
A walk sounds good. Dean, you're here! And you brought Vanessa. Hey, good to see you. Cotty and Iz, you know Dan? Blair, this is Dan's friend Vanessa.
Wow, you didn't mention they were so nice. Now I get it.
Oh, sweetie, you did not tell me she looked like that. This is such a problem.
Rufus, I'm sorry. I know that you're upset.
You're getting that, huh?
Can you please talk to me, please?
I only have one question, and I'm pretty sure I don't want to hear the answer.
It happened one time, and I wish it hadn't, and it's over.
Then why did our daughter have to go to Hudson and drag you back here?
Because when we spoke on the phone, I didn't really get the impression that you wanted to see me. I thought I should give you some space.
This family has had way too much space. You never should have left.
Can we not go through this whole thing again? Please, you know that I wasn't happy.
Yeah? You're happy now?
In some ways, I am. I know you don't want to hear that.
Please don't act like you care what I want.
Rufus, I was there for you. When you were all about your music, when you were on the road, for months at a time, and everything that went with that. My whole adult life has been about you. And now I'm the one that screwed up. I guess I was a late bloomer, and I just need you to care enough about me to try.
Allison. I care.
stalk me much.
What are you still doing up here all alone?
I don't know where Nate is, and he always calls me at midnight when it turns into my birthday.
Well, I wouldn't count on it tonight. Doesn't it strike you as just a little bit of coincidence, the timing of everything?
What do you mean?
Well, Nate suddenly decides he wants to get back together just moments after your mother puts the brakes on her deal with the captain.
So, you're saying that Nate is only pretending to like me and that he's actually using me to get to my mother? He wouldn't do that.
Yes, he would. If it was to help his family, you know he would.
Nate loves me. Whatever he's doing, wherever he is, he will call at midnight, you'll see.
Care to make a wager? If he calls, I'll leave you alone forever. If he doesn't, you spend the night with me.
I will not.
I thought you were sure.
You're gonna lose. He's never missed my birthday.
Careful, B. There's no safe wager when you bet on a bath. You just might lose your shirt. And your pants.
Vanessa as your date to Blair's party?
No, you're my date. I just thought it might be a good opportunity for all three of us to hang out.
Oh, yeah, because it was so fun and not remotely awkward at breakfast this morning.
Fine. You're right. I actually thought this would be a very bad opportunity for us to hang out, but I kind of suggested to Vanessa that she wasn't making enough to get to know you, so she decided to start tonight. But if it's weird, I can go talk to her.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Look, tell me something Vanessa likes besides you, and I will make an Everdeen bond, I promise.
Oh, thank you.
So, what now? Ever play Guitar Hero?
Thank you.
Oh, and you, Serena?
Yeah, you went down almost as hard as Brittany at the BMA.
Okay, you know, you're good, Vanessa. I'll admit it, but I have been holding back. Until now. Here's a little birdie that's about to be free.
Is meat and potatoes, and I'm bringing dessert, so what do you say to a slice of cherry pie?
No pie. I say no, I beg you.
Come on, there's nothing like a little 80s hair model to put a smile on your face. After the day you've had?
the day you've had? What kind of day have you had?
You didn't tell her?
No, not yet. Not yet. It's kind of an odd day at the Humphrey Lofts. Actually, Jenny brought my mom home.
Your mom's back?
Yeah.
Excuse me. I can't believe you didn't tell me your mom came home.
I'm sorry. Really, I...
What, you didn't think it was important?
No, of course it is.
Why bother? I already told Vanessa.
I tell Vanessa everything. All right? I have since I was 6.
Well, you're not 6 anymore, Dan. I was just hoping that I would be the person that you would want to tell these things to now.
I want you to be that person, too. Really, I do. This whole girlfriend thing is very new to me, you know? I just... I don't know all the rules yet.
Well, Blair says in a relationship, the best friend is...
Rita, are you really taking relationship advice from Blair?
Good point. Look, I just don't want to have to compete with Vanessa. You know, with Guitar Hero, okay. I'm way more awesome if you didn't happen to notice. But, not with you.
That's fair. All right, so tomorrow, you and I will go somewhere together, just the two of us, and we'll talk about my family in excruciating detail until you are just so bored, you're begging for Vanessa to take over, right? How does that sound?
Perfect. Come on, it's almost midnight.
What happens at midnight?
I heard about your dad. I'm sorry. Well, if it makes you feel any better, my family's not doing that great right now either. You know, I actually didn't want to come to Blair's party as much as I just wanted to get out of my house.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Blair's birthday present.
Your mother's ring. Blair told me about it. Wow, it's beautiful.
I'm supposed to give it to Blair tonight.
Guessing that wasn't your idea?
Blair and I broke up. And I know it was the right thing to do. I mean, we just shouldn't be together right now, you know?
Sounds like you're pretty sure of that.
I am. And as much as I want to do the right thing and help out my parents, it's just... it's not fair. I mean, to me or to Blair. I just think that... if I do this now, when does it ever stop?
It'll only stop when you stop it. You can't get...
I'm sorry.
No, you're smarmy. There's a difference. If you're coming to collect, you can forget it.
Turn around.
You get grosser by the second.
You get older. Look.
Happy birthday!
Come on, watch your candle.
Yeah. Make a wish, Blair.
It already didn't come true. Happy birthday to who? Forget cake and ice cream. I'm saving room for just desserts. Looks like Chuck's wish might come true.
Hey. So I don't know how it was possible given how the day started, but I actually had kind of a good night. Your parents would be mad you're coming home so late, right?
No, they think I'm with a friend.
Huh. Well, they think right.
I had fun.
Me too. You have a good night.
Spotted. Nate Archibald depositing a mystery girl in a taxi after midnight. All we know about her for sure, she's not Blair Waldorf.
Maybe she's wrong. It wouldn't be the first time. Blair, Pam, I'm so sorry. I never would have thought this would happen.
I hope this butt gave him herpes.
A cheater totally deserves herpes. He isn't cheating. We broke up, okay? He was gonna get back together with me, but only so my mom would help his dad. You satisfied?
Blair. You can talk to me.
We ended it. I wanted to tell you, but the part of me thought that if I didn't say it out loud, then it wouldn't be true. It was my birthday wish for us to get back together. Now I think it's really over. Is it okay if I just want to be alone for a second?
Nate, hey, what are you doing home so early?
It's after midnight.
But we just thought you'd be with Blair.
How did she like her gift?
I didn't make it to the party tonight.
Well, her actual birthday is today. You can call her in the morning, maybe take her to lunch.
It's a good plan. Really more special this way.
Dad, I know you think Blair will help save you, but I'm not doing this. It's over.
Nate. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do to protect our family, and I'm sure you feel the same. I need your support here, son, and your trust.
Well, you better hope for your sake they don't call your son to the stand.
God, I've missed your smile.
I've missed everything.
Please tell me that it's someone coming to rob the house.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Jenny.
As you were.
Your friend gonna be okay?
I'm not sure. She just broke up with her boyfriend, and then they got back together, and then, I don't know what just happened.
Oh, she's lucky to have you. Being a good friend is
challenging at times.
I've been acting however I've been acting, just because I'm protective of Dan.
And I'm protective of our relationship. I've never actually had one before. You guys just have everything in common, and I'm just getting to know him. So, you know, it can be a little intimidating.
Talk about intimidating? You just admitted that you find me intimidating, so how cool does that make you?
I think you forgot to mention my superior Guitar Hero skills.
No, I didn't forget that. And at the next party, I'm asking for a rematch because you're about to get smoked.
Oh, really? Well, I think the only thing getting smoked is your pale imitation of a guitar player.
Hey, I am a golden god.
Oh, really? Are you?
Hey, am I interrupting anything?
Actually, you are.
I'll give you guys a moment.
Might that have been bonding that I just walked in on?
A little bit.
Yeah? What were you talking about?
Nothing you need to know about.
Oh, so you have secrets now. I see. Well, listen, if you want to get out of here, Vanessa can only fit two in a Vespa, but I can walk.
Oh, well, you know I love me a Vespa, but, I think I gotta stay here. Be with Blair. You're not the only one with best friends.
Not in the mood, Chuck. It's pretty much the worst birthday ever.
Maybe it can be salvaged.
Is that our sex tape? It's the Erickson Beeman necklace.
No, I couldn't.
Yes, you can. Something this beautiful deserves to be seen on someone worthy of its beauty. Really, I'm sorry.
Not necessarily wiser. Guess Chuck's the gift that keeps on giving. Blow out your candles, Bee. This will be better in the dark. XOXO, Gossip Girl.